Israel is about to pass the kill all Palestinians law. Sorry, the Palestinian prisoners law that mandates execution for Palestinian prisoners. The Israeli government is about to pass a law mandating the death penalty only for Palestinian prisoners. Mass execution by hanging solely on racial lines. This is apartheid. It's a little worse than apartheid. And the next step in the genocide of Palestinians already systematically tortured in Israeli prisons. They already passed it. 62 in favor, 48 against, one abstention. Death penalty bill for terrorists passes second and third reading. And again, the definition of terrorist here is Palestinians accused of terrorism. And they accuse a lot of Palestinians of terrorism. Actual final solution? Yeah, check it out. Here's Ben Gavir and his people wearing a yellow lynch pin. Get it? For the vote? Evil country? Yeah. Liberal Democrats will try to convince you that they're just like us. They're our greatest allies. Only liberal democracy in the Middle East. Here's Ben Gavir dropping champagne. Soon we will count them one by one. He means the hanging bodies. Didn't know I could be more anti-Israel. They really are the most evil people alive, like genuinely demonic, whole demonic country. It's remarkable. There's it's difficult to rival them on this, I feel. Like it's you'd have to search long and hard. You see the CNN reporters getting held at gunpoint? You mean the one where the CNN reporter was like, "This settlement is illegal," and the soldier said, "Soon it won't be," and then assaulted them? You're referring to that one, right? Yeah, I found it.
As you can see, one of them is right here. And you know, what's really quite striking is the fact that so many of these soldiers are clearly manifesting the same kind of settler ideology.
This soldier, Meir, makes that crystal clear.
עם ישראל חי.
אין לכם אישור להיות פה גם בחוק ישראלית.
עוד מעט תהיה חוק.
גם בחוק ישראלית. זה לא יישוב עכשיו. זה לא יישוב חוקי, כן?
נכון,
זה
נכון.
לא יישוב חוקי.
אבל זה יהיה
אז,
יישוב
זה יהיה.
כן.
אוקיי.
לאט
איך
לאט.
אתה יודע את זה?
לאט לאט.
בגלל העזרה שלך, כן?
בוודאי. אני עוזר לעם שלי.
Meir is describing the settler playbook and the role Israeli soldiers often play in propping it up. The Israeli military did not respond to CNN's questions about soldiers' conduct in the West Bank, including our detention.
Well, nice to see, you know, CNN pressing a little bit. That IDF soldier is from the absolutely psychotic voluntary Haredi unit. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. It was such bad PR they dismissed the entire battalion. Yeah, this was actually, I did read that, and I've never heard of this happening before. The PR from this interaction was so bad. Keep in mind, this is CNN, not Al Jazeera, not the BBC, not an independent journalist, CNN. They actually dismissed the entire unit. Him and all the people working with him, they dismissed him. They were like, okay, guys, that was actually, when was this? Just like yesterday or like 2 days ago. They were like, okay, this looked real bad. Come on. They beat up the journalist and the cameraman is why they did that. Yeah. There was also the assault, but like the interaction overall was bad enough. Like they couldn't even hold it in. It's genuinely nuts how Israel is not only not trying so much to hide the evil anymore, but it's openly bragging about the evil. Yep. Meanwhile, like again, democratic leadership refuses to condemn them. Won't even talk about this. And if you're a Republican,
Receive God's tithe and his offering. I believe that it's so important to honor God with his tithe. That's the first tenth of your gross income. And an offering, that's free will. And as you do, you support Paula White Ministry. And I say this, it takes money for ministry. And so when you begin to think of the masses of people, from single moms to human trafficking victims to going into the prison to feeding over 30 million pounds of food, think about that in the last 4 years. When you think about the difference that you make by your giving, you've helped build a moshav, a village in Israel from the horrific attacks of October 7th. And the greatest thing you do is take the gospel around the world. How will they hear without a preacher? God still uses a voice to proclaim his word that's anointed to penetrate.
Christians, pay a tithe, 10% of your income to Israel.
The hearts of men and women and bring them to the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Who is this? This is Paula White, the faith advisor to the White House, the spiritual advisor to the White House. My apologies, not faith advisor. or in other words, at least officially, the highest political religious authority in the country.
For being that person, that Barnabas, thank you for being that person that's holding up the hands for the gospel to go forth. So go ahead and click on that link right there on the screen, or you can give by Cash App or Venmo or PayPal or however you want to. But thank you for being a generous and liberal giver.
Protestants are not Christians. It's a heretic cult. Orthodox and Catholics are the only actual Christians. They're an enemy of Christ, literally. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. For sure we'll talk about that. Even Netanyahu had to back off that one. Israel recently declared war on Christendom. Aren't actual Christians mad at evangelicals? Why don't they speak more about that? Well, they kind of do. I don't know if you know this, but there were actually like multiple wars in Europe between Protestants and Catholics. But no, yeah, for sure. Speaking of Christendom and Israel's war against it, I suppose. Did you guys hear about Palm Sunday? I actually couldn't believe it. There was such a big buzz. I think Netanyahu actually had to personally unwind the knot. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, the Cardinal Pete Sabala, custodian of the Holy Land, was prevented from entering the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre on Palm Sunday. Now, that might sound like a bunch of jibber-jabber to you, and I understand that, but Israeli police prevented a cardinal from enacting a holy ritual. Like, this would be a pretext for beginning a new crusade a couple hundred years ago.
Pope Leo XIV opened Holy Week with a direct message, his prayer for Christians suffering in conflict. After the Palm Sunday Mass, he prayed the Angelus, remembering those who are unable to fully live the rites of these holy days.
All'inizio della settimana santa, siamo più che mai vicini con la preghiera ai cristiani del Medio Oriente che soffrono le conseguenze.
First time they were banned in centuries. Yeah, even the Ottomans wouldn't do this. The steward of the Holy Land, whatever it may be, has always had to take particular care with this, because if you stop the patriarch of the Holy Land from, doing these rituals, you risk incurring the wrath of a new crusade upon you, like literally over a billion people.
Itto atroce, in molti casi non possono vivere pienamente I riti di questi giorni santi.
While the celebration was a great success in Rome, the situation in Jerusalem was very different. Israeli police prevented the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Cardinal Pete Sabala, and the custos of the Holy Land from entering the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre to celebrate Mass on Palm Sunday. The Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem issued a statement explaining what happened.
For the first time in centuries, church leaders were unable to celebrate Palm Sunday Mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Preventing the cardinal and the custos from entering constitutes a manifestly unreasonable and highly disproportionate measure.
So this is a weird one. No American cares about this because America is Protestant and Protestants are diabolic. So they don't care about stuff like this. But in the Middle East, and you might not care, you're not religious, whatever, I'm not either, you know, there are rituals that are protected and have been protected for millennia because the Abrahamic religions understand that the consequence of not stewarding those practices could mean like actual generations-long warfare, right? You know, that's the reason why the Ottomans, despite not being good Christians themselves, allowed this tradition to continue to play out. You know, they did not bar it. This is the first time this is like basically ever happened in modern history. And it was done by Israeli police. It wasn't even done as part of a religious order. They were just casually. I'm genuinely incapable of imagining how this played out on like a ground level for Israeli police to stop the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. Like, I genuinely don't understand how that works. You know what I mean? That's crazy. So the Catholics are joining Hamas? Look, I know it's easy to joke, but understand that even Mussolini and Adolf Hitler feared Rome. Or the Vatican, I should say. I'm using Rome kind of allegorically here. Like, Mussolini worked out a deal with the Vatican which is how it has its own legal constituency, Hitler had to work around the Pope and establish a kind of like a détente with him, because he knew the consequences of incurring like papal wrath in his regime would be severe. For Israel to do this so casually, just through just regular police, it's unbelievable. It's an attack on Christendom. That's what it is. And I'm not a Christian. I don't believe Palm Sunday does anything, but it's a remarkable testament to the arrogance of Israel that they feel so confident in their power that they can get away with doing this. You know what I mean? I know, because it doesn't affect America, because America's Protestant, but there are a billion Catholics and Orthodox around the world who lost their fucking mind over this. Like, there was a massive wave of condemnation. In fact, the condemnation was so severe and so quick that even Mike Huckabee, who you might remember from Sweet Home Jerusalem, that guy, Mike Huckabee, we should all die for Israel, greater Israel is a good thing, that guy, he condemned them. Even Mike Huckabee condemned it. Do you know how fucking crazy, I'm not playing it, do you know how fucking crazy an attack on Christendom has to be for even Mike Huckabee to speak negatively against it? In fact, almost every recent post in his Twitter is about it. My statement re-prohibiting the Latin Patriarch of entering the Church of the Holy Sepulchre on Palm Sunday. While all holy sites in the Old City are closed due to safety concerns for mass gatherings, including the Western Wall, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and Al-Aqsa Mosque, the action today by the Israel National Police to deny Latin Patriarch Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa and other three priests from the entering the church to offer a blessing on Palm Sunday is an unfortunate overreach, already having major repercussions around the world. Do you guys remember what this guy's interview with Tucker Carlson was like? Listen to this language, man. Overreach already having major repercussions around the world. I'm not saying that he's going to turn around in Israel or anything. Keep in mind, Mike Huckabee is an evangelical. He doesn't give a fuck about the Holy Sepulchre. Like, this isn't his deal. But, like, he understands how big of a deal this is. I'm not saying he's not making excuses. I'm saying that he cannot speak, like, flippantly about it. Homefront Command guidelines restrict any gatherings to 50 people or less. The four representatives of the Catholic Church were well below that restriction. Statements from the government of Israel indicate the action to prohibit Cardinal Pizzaballa entry to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre were for safety reasons, but churches, synagogues, and mosques throughout Jerusalem met with a restriction of 50 or less. For the Patriarch to be barred an entry to the church on Palm Sunday for a private ceremony is difficult to understand or justify. Israel has indicated it'll work with the Patriarch to accommodate a safe means of carrying out Holy Week activities. And then several other, like, post-Palm Sunday, you know, damage control tweets, essentially to the effect of, like, thank you, Netanyahu, for avoiding another crusade and allowing him to enter the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Impossible to ignore. It is really, really, really bad. It speaks to a remarkable arrogance. And also, not to, like, I don't want to play into the tropes too much, but it is worth remembering that Israel fucking, like, hates Christendom. they're Jewish supremacists who disagree with, they're religiously motivated, and they disagree with the pretty foundational texts of the New Testament. A lot of them are actual, like, anti-Christian lunatics. Not that there's anything fundamentally wrong with, just to be careful with my language here, nothing fundamentally wrong with being anti-Christian, but they're anti-Christian because they think they have the better religion, which is the worst reason to be anti-Christian. They have done more damage to ancient Christian churches in the Holy Land than any other government in modern history. Since October 7th, they have destroyed dozens and dozens of them. Like ancient, like thousands of years old, you know? They have destroyed places and locations named in the Bible, in the New Testament. And the language within Israel and from Jewish Zionists, in a lot of cases, is pretty clear on this, which is like, they don't fucking care. That shit isn't mentioned in the Torah. It's not religiously significant. They wipe their ass with, the matters of holy significance to the other Abrahamic religions, since theirs is the oldest one. Like Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus? Yeah, that shit be rubble or something. The Christian populations in Bethlehem and Nazareth are shrinking because of the occupation? Yeah, there have been Christians. It's the Holy Land, you know? It's mostly Arab Muslims, but... Anyway, to be clear, like, I don't give a fuck about religion, but I do care about culture. And the Levant in the Holy Land specifically is fucking full of it, you know? That whole area, as far as I'm concerned, should be like a museum. You know, we're talking cities and mosques and churches and synagogues that are thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. But Israel has reduced a lot of it to ruin, which has angered many religious groups around the world. But usually it's been relegated to artifacts of historical concern, not to like Sunday mass at the Holy Sepulchre. You know what I mean? Israel has been very arrogant and very unconcerned in their destruction of relics of Christian importance, but they've kept their hands for the most part free from matters of current importance, except for now. Following a widespread backlash, Benjamin Netanyahu said he asked relevant authorities to allow Cardinal Pier Paolo Pizzaballa. Well, by the way, allegedly the reason why the cardinal was denied entrance to the Holy Sepulchre was because of a law preventing more than 50 people from being in group together to avoid terrorism or whatever the fuck they're saying. But they were a group of just a few people, which makes me think the reason the police did this is because they personally dislike the cardinal. The reason they personally dislike the cardinal is, of course, because Pizzaballa is extremely pro-Palestinian. He's been a very aggressive advocate for Palestinian people since, October 8th. He's based as fuck. He had a call. He calls the Pope constantly to relay information. In my opinion, the Israeli police blocked him not because they were trying to enforce the law, but because they wanted to personally inconvenience him on Palm Sunday. I can't prove that, but why else would the police bar him if the law they're citing bars people from gathering in more than 50 people at a time? But it wasn't more than 50 people. Like, why else would they do that? Christophobia in action? Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And it's far from the greatest of their crimes, but yeah, they're Jewish supremacists. Narrowly avoided another crusade. Also because the Pope earlier said Jesus doesn't bless the war makers. That is also true. Jesus did say that, yeah. American evangelicals completely ignore the fact there are thousands of Palestinian Christians living under actual persecution. Evangelicals are not Christians. Like, genuinely, evangelicals are as distanced from Christendom as Mormons are. They really should be thought of as their own subgroup. They're not meaningfully Christians. No true Scotsman. No. I'm not saying they're not Christians because they're evil. There are tons of evil Christians. They're just not Christians. Go look at an American, prosperity gospel gathering or an evangelical church and tell me what the fuck that has to do with Christ. They're just, they're an offshoot, like the Mormons. I just, they are so different. Mormons are more Christian than evangelicals. Okay, I'm being real here. Muslims are more Christian than evangelicals. Genuinely not kidding. I actually believe this. Your average Muslim is closer to Christendom. Or to put it another way, if you took a modern day Muslim and a modern day evangelical and warped them back 500 years, I think that the Muslims' behaviors, beliefs, prayers and rituals would be infinitely more comprehensible to Christians of that day than modern day evangelicals. And I think that's an easy call, frankly. The Iranians are objectively behaving better to Christians than Israel? Absolutely, 100%. This is one of the reasons why America has lagged behind the rest of the Western world in despising Israel. It's genuinely because of the evangelical church. The Catholics and Orthodox Christians have been pretty clear in their positions in Israel for a while because Israel's been extremely clear about its position on them. But evangelicals are basically been groomed into being servants of Israel anyway. Remember Paula White, 10% tithe to Israel? Just 10% of your income to Israel, you know? White House spiritual advisor. How interesting. Isn't your perspective a bit too focused in America? American evangelism isn't really a thing in Europe? No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying evangelicals are farther from being Christians than Muslims, not Protestants. There are plenty of non-evangelical Protestants. I think that the average British Protestant... Okay, let me put it this way, okay? Your average British Protestant would probably find more in common with a Muslim in their religious practices than they would with an American evangelical. American evangelicals are like fucking aliens. Need we return to the White House spiritual advisor televangelist Paula White delivering a sermon?
For I hear the sound of
a sane Christian would declare this devil speak and reenact Salem. A sane Christian, a godly Christian would understand what this is, which is devil speak.